Welcome to First Presbyterian Church of Allentown's Sermon Podcast. As we approach God's Word, let's take a prayerful breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Listen to God's Word this day.
Good morning. I'm Bill White, an elder serving on session. Please join me in our unison prayer for illumination. God of grace, your word is like a song. It is the melody that we long to sing, the refrain that we pray will get stuck in our heads. So as we return to Scripture once more, we pray that you would allow us to sink into this song. Allow us to hear the truth in between the words. Allow the cries of the crowd's hosannas to feel like our own. With open hearts and open ears, we pray. Amen. Today's scripture reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 12 through 16. Let's listen to God's word. The next day, the great crowd that had come to the festival heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it. As it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. Look, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written of him and had been done to him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Children, come on up and bring your palms and let us sing, "Jesus Loves Me."
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
I am so glad to see you all today. It's a special day, Palm Sunday. I want to tell you the story of why we have these palms. And also I want to teach you a word. It's a laughing word. It's one that should make your stomach move. Can you put your hands on your stomach? Can you go? Ho, ho, ho. Can you feel the stomach, your stomach moving? Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
The word is Hosanna. So let's do three hos and a zanna. Ho, ho, hosanna. Right. And that means God save us, or please save us. Now I'm going to teach you another word. We're not going to say today. It's an Easter word, but it's also a laughing word. So put your hands back on your stomach. And this one goes, ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Hallelujah. Ha, ha, hallelujah. That's a big word that means great job, God. But this week we're doing the ho, 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 hosanna. And this is why. Jesus came into the big city, Jerusalem. Now, when a king comes into a city, what do you think they have with them? Well, if you ever seen somebody important now, don't they come in big cars and lots of cars, like big limousines? And if really important, there'll be policemen and motorcycles and cars all around them, right? Well, in those days, when a king or an emperor came in, they came in lots and lots of soldiers and swords and shields and horses, lots of people to show this is a great king. But when Jesus came, you know what he came on? Do you think he came in on big horses? He came in on a little donkey, a colt, not even a full grown. I bet his legs were kind of scraping the ground. And he came in. But people knew that Jesus was special. And so they took palm leaves off the trees and they waved them and they put them on the ground because that was a way of saying, this is an important person. And they started saying this word, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest, which means with all I've got. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And they were saying, blessed is Jesus. Now, this is the tricky part. They were saying, Jesus was like a king. And you know what the Roman king and emperor thought of that? And all the Roman soldiers and the people in charge? They didn't like that. Because they thought that people might try to follow Jesus instead of them. But that's the rest of the story next week. And today we're celebrating the parade. So in a parade, you got to move, right? And you got to stand. So let's stand. And let's go. We're going to go like we're walking down the streets of Jerusalem. We're going to wave our palms and we're going to say, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Can you say that with me? Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You ready? Let's go on a parade. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna. You can keep standing and let's say a prayer. Will you join me in a prayer and you can bow your head? Dear God,
dear God,
thank you that Jesus came into Jerusalem.
Thank you that Jesus came into Jerusalem.
Thank you that he's the real king.
Thank you that he's the real king.
Thank you for his courage and love.
Thank you for his courage and love.
And help us to follow him.
Help us to follow him.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all. You can go back to your seats. Thanks very much.
Let's begin with a word of prayer. Friends, please join me in the Spirit. Oh, holy God, may the words that I preach this day be acceptable to you. May they be your words, faithful to your story as we live and breathe our stories together. Be with us now. Amen. As we gather here on this Palm Sunday, we should be reminded of the joyous cries that filled the air on that remarkable day when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a colt. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. This was a joyful moment. And I hope that we're all feeling that joy as well, especially with how we started this morning. This is a joyous Sunday. Our scripture text coming from the Gospel of John invites us to imagine ourselves in the crowd that welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem, witnessing this extraordinary event. During the season of Lent, this season of Lent, most of our imagining and witnessing has come to us through the eyes of Peter. But as Holy Week begins with the triumphant entry as found in the Gospel of John, Peter is no longer front and center. So we might assume that Peter is with the rest of the disciples when Jesus enters into Jerusalem. The disciples, including Peter, stood there in awe, surrounded by a sea of people shouting hosannas, Lord, save us. Can you imagine the excitement or the confusion? The disciples were witnessing something incredible, something that would be etched into their memories forever. The singing, the shouts of praise, the palm branches waving in the air. All of this was subversive, courageous, and contagious. In that moment, the disciples might have wondered why the crowds were praising Jesus instead of Caesar. This truly was an act of great defiance. And we all know where it will lead. Jesus' crucifixion. The disciples might have also questioned their own role in this unfolding story. We should remember all of the things that Jesus has revealed to them up to this point, things that have often left them with more questions than answers. But one thing is clear, the disciples couldn't help but be caught up in this joyous celebration. The disciples, including Peter, were part of something bigger than themselves. They were witnessing a divine moment, a moment that would change the course of history. As we head into Holy Week, we are invited to imagine where Peter might be in this parade. Look back at all of the events that have led up to this point, specifically for Peter. Peter has experienced incredible moments of faith and trial. He has witnessed miracles and he has walked on water. And he also started to sink. He has professed his faith loudly and confidently. And he has stumbled along the way. Peter's journey began with an abundant catch, a charge to drop everything and follow. He left his nets behind and embarked on a life-changing adventure with Jesus. Along the way, he witnessed the power and authority of his teacher. He saw the sick healed, the blind regain their sight, and the dead brought back to life. Peter clung to Jesus for rescue when he himself walked on water. He proclaimed his faith, declaring Jesus to be the Messiah, the Son of the living God. But Peter also had his moments of doubt and uncertainty. He questioned Jesus, wondering about the implications of his teachings. He even rebuked Jesus when he spoke of his impending suffering and death. Peter's journey was not without moments of challenges and weakness. And now, as Peter, along with the other disciples, stands among the crowds as Jesus rides into Jerusalem, they are all faced with a choice. Will they fully embrace the joy and celebration of this moment? Or will their doubts and their fears creep in once again? How will they respond to the singing and to the courageous shouts of praise? And if we, as a congregation, are still wandering with Peter this Lent, how about us? How will we respond to these shouts of praise? 7 years ago, on a Palm Sunday, I was ordained as a minister of word and sacrament. And yes, I will tell you about my ordiversary every single year on Palm Sunday because it is the most joyous Sunday I've experienced in the church. Just like the disciples, I was in a crowd that day, amidst a sea of smiling faces and encouraging nods. I vividly remember the warmth I felt from the congregation. Their hands raised in blessing, their voices echoing in the space as they said amen to the promises that we made together. I remember looking into their eyes and seeing the joy and the hope that mirrored my own. The songs of loudest praise filled my heart as I embarked on this sacred calling. Also, in fact, one of the hymns that day was "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing." The same joy and excitement that flooded the city of Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday during the triumphant entry also filled my church the day of my ordination. The feelings of Palm Sunday, the joy, the hope, the unity, and the love serves to remind us all of our collective journey as believers. We are all on this journey together, called to carry our crosses, to share in the joy and sorrow, the victory and the defeat, the certainty and the doubts, much like Peter, our flawed yet faithful disciple. Think about the journey our congregation has been on the last few years. We have faced difficult times, internal conflicts, and an identity crisis as a community of faith. We too are flawed, yet faithful. And this year, I feel like we have found clarity, and we have found purpose once again. We are listening to who God is calling us to be, and we are living out that identity. You can feel the joy, the optimism, and the hope that radiates off of our people, off of all of you, off of our entire community. You walk through those doors and you feel like you've come home once again. This is a joyous place to be, a joyous community to be a part of. Do you agree?
Yes.
As we wave our palms today, we must remember it is good to celebrate. And that is what we're doing today. We are celebrating. Like the crowds on that first triumphant entry, we may face challenges and uncertainties in the days ahead. We sure have the last couple of years. And the truth is, our future will hold more. But in this moment, even just this Sunday, we can bask in the joy of praising our Lord, who rides into our lives with love, grace, and transformation. My friends, today we stand in the joyous shouts of Palm Sunday. We join with the crowd in waving our palm branches and lifting our voices in praise. We celebrate the coming of our Lord, just as the crowds did on that day. We embrace the joy and the excitement of this moment, knowing that we too are part of something extraordinary. As I said, we will face moments of uncertainty and struggle. We may find ourselves questioning our faith, wondering if we can truly continue on this journey. We might even question whether we feel like we belong to this community. The truth is, on my most difficult and challenging moments of ministry, I try to remember the joy I felt on the day of my ordination, and I try to find gratitude in this odd yet wondrous calling. In moments of hardship and struggle, we must remember the joys that we have, including the joyous cries that we have here on Palm Sunday. We must remember the hosannas and the songs of loudest praise. We must remember that we are part of something bigger than ourselves. We are part of a divine story, God's story. And this is a story of redemption and love. In this story, we are called to be participants, not just spectators. Because when Jesus rode into the city of Jerusalem, knowing that it would lead to his suffering and death, he did it for us. For us. So as we journey through this Holy Week, we can hold on to the joy and celebration of Palm Sunday. We can carry it with us, knowing that even in the face of trials and hardships, there is always hope. There is a Savior who walks with us, who understands our doubts and our fears, and who offers us grace and forgiveness every step of the journey. This Savior was willing to die for us. And he did. He died for us. And to show just how much he truly loves us, he did the one thing no one else could. He defeated death. He rose to new life, and he promised the same thing for each of us. And that is why we shout with joy. Not just on Easter Sunday, but every Sunday, every day, including this Palm Sunday. So my friends, wave your palms high, sing your hosannas loud, and let your praise be contagious. Let us walk this journey of Holy Week with open hearts and minds, fully embracing the joy, the pain, and the hope it brings. And whatever hardships we face beyond Holy Week, as individuals or as a community of faith, We will remember our most joyous of moments together and find gratitude for how God is still working through each of us and through us as a community. May our shouts of praise and the waving of our palms this Palm Sunday be a reminder to all of us of the joy and hope we have in Jesus Christ. And may we carry that hope with us throughout this Holy Week and beyond. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Friends, please join me. Hosanna!
Hosanna!
Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to First Presbyterian Church of Allentown's Sermon Podcast. We hope you'll join us for worship on Sunday morning. For more information about our congregation and our ministries, please contact the church office. Now go in peace.